The Old Testament reading for our celebration of the resurrection of our Lord comes from the prophet Isaiah, the 65th chapter. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead.
God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor.
He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. The epistle reading comes from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the 15th chapter. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel comes to us according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the gospel of our Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Easter is truly a glorious day. We sing songs of joy. The liturgy is no longer missing our cries of Alleluia or our hymns of praise. We have extra services. We have glorious flowers. We have special breakfasts and dinners and get-togethers. We celebrate with candy and colored eggs and probably more sweets than we actually need. We put on our Easter best, we get together with friends and family, and we celebrate that Jesus has risen from the grave. But have you asked yourself, why do we celebrate? What exactly does Jesus' resurrection mean for us today? Jesus lived so long ago and far, far away. How can it possibly do anything real for us here in Iowa today? I mean, isn't our Easter celebration just kind of a fond looking back, a way of commemorating some great event long ago that maybe used to mean something? Isn't it just this happy tradition now, a pleasant excuse to get together and feel good? Absolutely not. Easter is not just some dry, dead history. Easter is now, and it is always. Easter is the very center of our lives as Christians, because without Easter, we have nothing. If Christ had not suffered and died in our place, had he not risen from the grave, we would still be lost and condemned creatures, fully deserving the wrath and condemnation of God, with nothing at all to look forward to but eternal suffering, torment, and hell. So no, Easter is not something that just happened long ago and far, far away. Easter is the very source of our Christian hope, our salvation, our very lives. On Easter, Jesus Christ, true God in our flesh, who suffered and died to pay the penalty of your sin, he rose again from the grave, breaking the chains of death, crushing the serpent's head, winning the eternal victory over sin, death, and the devil for you. His resurrection shows that his sacrifice was accepted by God, that death has been defeated, that all who look to him in faith will live forever. This is why we celebrate. This is why we rejoice. Because by the victory of Easter, we know without a doubt that we will have eternal joy in heaven. It's not just a hope, it's not just a maybe, it is a guarantee sealed by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Easter is all about. That undeserved victory that we sinners are given as a gift. Because by our sin, we deserved none of that. By our sin, we deserved only eternal death and punishment and hell. God is holy and perfect and just, and his standard is perfection. And every single one of us falls way short of that standard. And so we can't get into heaven as sinners. We can't fix ourselves enough to be good enough to get in. We don't deserve the eternal kingdom of heaven. But Jesus came to us. He had mercy upon us. He came to us not in judgment as we deserve, but in mercy and forgiveness. He came in the flesh to take our place and to pay our penalty. By his death, everyone who looks to him in faith is forgiven, washed clean of all of that sin, clothed with the very robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ himself, proclaimed holy and innocent in the eyes of God. By his resurrection, all who believe in him have not just hope, but the guarantee of everlasting life in heaven. That perfect paradise that we don't deserve, but we have been given. And so we celebrate Easter. We rejoice that we sinners have been clothed in Jesus' righteousness. We have been proclaimed holy and innocent. We have been given the gift of heaven. We have been given everything. And we look forward to that glorious paradise that Jesus Christ has won for us. There in heaven, there is no more pain or suffering. There are no more tears or sorrow. We will see Jesus Christ face to face. We will be reunited with all of our loved ones who have gone before us and with us and after us in the one true faith. It is a perfect, sinless paradise where we will sing God's glory forever, no longer tempted by sin, no longer frustrated by this broken and wicked world. That's the victory of Easter. That is the ultimate victory that Jesus has won for me and for you and for all sinners who look to Him in faith. The victory, the gift of eternal life in heaven. And so we celebrate today and always that Easter gives us that eternal, unending joy of heaven. That's the focus of our divine service, not just today, but every single Sunday, every time that we gather together as Christians in this holy house. We come not just to give glory to God, although we certainly do that, but we gather more so to receive His precious word of forgiveness, life, and salvation, the forgiveness that He won for us at the cross and the empty tomb. We come together every week to rejoice in the eternal victory of Easter, knowing that even though we are still sinners, heaven is ours. By the grace of God, we poor, miserable sinners look forward to that eternal paradise of heaven. Not because we've cleaned up our lives sufficiently to please God and be acceptable to Him. Not because we follow the list of rules just so. But because Jesus has done it all for us. His death took away all of our sin. And His resurrection gave us that free gift of eternal life. That's why we celebrate. Because Jesus' Easter victory gives us eternal joy. But you know what's even better? His Easter victory gives us more than that, if that's even comprehensible. The victory of Easter also gives us joy right here, right now, on earth. As Christians, we forget about that glorious truth far too often. We get this kind of far-sighted thinking that being a Christian is rough, but someday, way, way, way down the line, it's all going to pay off eventually. But the fact is, our Christian faith pays bountiful dividends already, right here, right now. Jesus' Easter victory doesn't give us just the joy sometime in the future. The victory of Easter gives us joy in our lives right now. Not in that if our faith is strong enough, nothing bad will ever happen. You know, too many people think that Christian faith, if it's good enough and strong enough and you're doing it right, is some kind of a magic talisman that's going to keep all harm from befalling you. That's not the truth. God, in fact, promises the exact opposite. He says those who live by their faith, they will be hated by this world. The devil is going to attack you over and over. Your own sinful flesh is going to make you stumble and fall repeatedly. They will try to tear you away from God. They will come at you relentlessly, day and night. So no, your Christian faith will not keep you from harm. It may well put you directly in harm's way. To be a Christian is to take up your cross. And crosses are not instruments of joy and celebration. Not ours, at least. But when those bad things happen, when the assaults of the devil do come flying into your life and blindside you, we know that Jesus Christ is with us. He has never forsaken us. He has brought us through every single horror of the past, and He will continue to do so until our final breath. He is not a God who sits far off and yells at you to do better and has no idea what's actually going on. No, He walks with you every day. He strengthens you by the power of His Word and His Spirit. He washes you daily with your baptism. He feeds you with His true body and blood. He surrounds you with brothers and sisters in Christ who can help you and be helped by you. This is the blessing of the church, the blessing that is here year round, having our brothers and sisters in Christ with us, hearing that word of forgiveness, life, and salvation that we can't hear too often, knowing that Jesus comes to us and gives us everything that we need. As Christians, even here in the valley of the shadow of death, we live a life of joy, of Easter joy. Now, this doesn't mean either that we always have to have a phony smile on our face, say awesome a whole lot, and pretend that nothing bad is going on. Guess what? The world is sometimes a very terrible place because of sin, and it is going to pound mercilessly into your lives very, very often. But even in our sorrow and our tears, we rejoice, knowing that Jesus is with us, knowing the victory that He has won for us, knowing the power of God, and that we are in His hands, and nothing can take us from that. Even if this world takes everything, we still have the eternal Easter victory won by Jesus Christ. The world may well take all of our earthly treasures, may take all of our earthly joys, might even take our lives. But God's promise is that no one can snatch us out of His almighty hands. He will not let us go. He will not abandon us to the devil or the world. We are His. He died to win us from sin, death, and the devil. He rose again to give us the guarantee of everlasting life. God gave absolutely everything to purchase you, redeem you, and save you. There is nothing in this world, death or even the devil himself, nothing that they can do to take away our victory. Because it is God's victory, given to us, held to us by Him, guaranteed by Him. And so today, on this beautiful Easter Sunday, rejoice. Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And because He is risen, you too shall rise again from the grave to be with Him in the eternal paradise of heaven. That is the full victory, the unending joy of Easter that we look forward to in faith, knowing without a doubt that grace, that by grace, that gift of heaven is ours. But even now, even amid the assaults of the world, the devil, and our own sinful flesh, we have joy. Not a fake joy where we just pretend everything's fine when it clearly isn't. No. This world is going to hurt us in many ways. It's going to sucker punch us when we least expect it. It is going to bombard us with all sorts of pain and agony and heartache in a feeble attempt to get us to turn our backs on God. But through it all, we know that God is with us. We know what Jesus has given to purchase us, and we know that He will never leave us or forsake us. He has purchased us with His own blood. He has suffered and died in our place. He has broken the chains of death and risen again to snatch us out of the fires of hell. Knowing all of that, knowing our loving Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even in the darkest of days, we can have real joy, knowing that our Lord is with us now, and knowing that we will be with Him forever. For by the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus Christ alone, by His life, death, and resurrection, you are forgiven of every one of your sins, and eternal life in heaven is yours. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. To God alone be all glory, now and forever. Amen.